The festival's name is Fortify, and that comes from, you know, obviously Fort DuPont, and the kind of the concept behind it is Fort DuPont has been a long-standing military base here in Delaware, decommissioned in 1947, and has been looking for a new use. And over the last few years, that new use has started to take shape with a large redevelopment of the property that will include residential, commercial, entertainment, but it'll be keeping the historic character of Fort DuPont in place and using many of the historic buildings are there. And so we've developed this concert or all-day music festival as a way to kind of help draw people in to see the new Fort DuPont.
Man, what a great location for a music festival. Fortify Fest is, as you mentioned, a day-long music festival. It's going to be bringing local bands, national touring tribute acts together on two stages for an incredible day of outdoor music. Let's talk about some of the music.
Sure. I mean, the idea was we wanted to get music, genres of music that people know and really enjoy. And so what we thought would be interesting is to get some national tribute bands that will focus in on, you know, the music of the great artists like Led Zeppelin, the Grateful Dead, Allman Brothers, David Bowie, and Bob Marley. But what we thought would become really unique is if we have those national tribute bands, but paired them up with local artists that play similar kind of music. And so what we've done is we'll have two stages. We'll have the local artists play in the same genre of music, and then we'll have the tribute band come. So you'll get a really good dose of that feeling of that different kind of music. So we'll have classic rock, jam band, reggae, and then an assortment of other rock and roll music by The Police, Joan Jett and David Bowie. So there should be something for everyone. And it's and a great outdoor venue. The Fort DuPont, 17-acre parade ground is where the concert will be held.
Who came up with this idea? This is just a fantastic idea.
It was kind of a collaboration of a number of people, but we're working with Gable Music Ventures, and they put on a lot of unique music festivals in the area. They are the folks that are responsible for something that's very popular in Wilmington, which is coming up, the Ladybug Festival, which is July 20th in Wilmington. And they've done a number of other unique, and that's their niche, is doing unique music festivals. So we're excited to be working with them.
Do you expect this event to be family friendly?
Yes, and that's the whole point of it, is to try and lay it out. It's a day you can bring your lawn chair. We're working out our arrangement where you can have some tents on the sides, and people can come and spend the day, bring the kids of all ages, to hear the music. And the other thing that's interesting, it's right next to, or it's in Fort DuPont State Park, and then there's actually hiking trails. There'll be views of the river. And I think people will get an opportunity to see Fort DuPont in Delaware City in a whole different light than they ever seen it before. And they'll also get an opportunity to see some of the plans for the future development of the site.
Okay, so for people who are not familiar with Fort DuPont, talk about the location.
Fort DuPont was actually part of a three-fort system, Fort Mott, New Jersey, Fort Delaware, which is Peapatch Island right off the coast, and then Fort DuPont, which is on the land next, or is part of Delaware City now. And it was a gun battery to defend any invaders, if you will, coming up the Delaware River in the early part of the 20th century. So the property is 400 acres. It was built as an army base. So it has all the elements of a community. It has a church, a theater, different styles of housing. It has a PX, which is like a restaurant complex, and lots of old, beautiful trees and running trails and riding trails, and three giant bunkers that used to be where the gun batteries were to help defend the Delaware River in the event there was any type of a problem or issue.
All right, so we're talking to Mark Kleinschmidt about Fort DuPont Redevelopment Corporation hosting its first ever music festival this September. It's going to be on September 29th. It's called Fortify Music Fest. Now, besides the music, which, you know, you outlined a short time ago, talk about what else will be going on as far as food vendors, that sort of thing.
Well, the thing we're trying to do is obviously with the music to create that great sense of atmosphere and excitement and enjoyment. But we will have a lot of local food trucks, which have become incredibly popular in the last couple of years. So we're in the process of having them lined up. And we'll also have a beer garden, which will feature Delaware craft beers. And that's the thing. We're trying to use this as an opportunity to feature and support our local businesses. Craft brewing in the country has just, you know, taken off as an industry, and Delaware is clearly, you know, part of that. One of the things that we're doing is we're looking to develop one of the bunkers into a restaurant craft beer facility, a complex.
Wow.
And and it's really a unique feel when you see these old bunkers and the gun pits that are there. So it'll be a great adaptive reuse. So we've actually already partnered with a local brewer, Twin Lakes Brewing Company, and they will be making for us Fortify IPA, which is a special brew that will be available, making its debut at the Fortify Music Fest. So we're real excited about that, and we're also real excited to be working with Twin Lakes to produce this special beer.
This sounds like a great day. Early bird tickets are now on sale for this event. Yes, Mark?
Yes, we've got the general admission price is $50, but we have an early bird special up to August 1st, where tickets are available for $35 per person. And they can be purchased online at fortifyfest.com.
Okay, and like you said, they're $35 now. That's a great deal. That gets you into Fort Delaware and into Fort DuPont and into the music festival. What about parking?
Parking is right on site, and that's the amazing thing about Fort DuPont. There's no lack of land, lots of open space, and the open space will be preserved as we move forward with future development. But with a lot of that space, we will be able to park probably over, you know, 2,500 cars. That will be a very short walk from there to, you know, where the concert area is going to be. And the concert area, it'll be, you know, a tree-lined area, almost like a grove, and there'll be a view of the Delaware River. So it's a very unique site. So it won't be like the experience if you happen to go to Philadelphia to a baseball game or a football game or a concert up there, and you got to park literally a mile away and walk. It'll be a nice, short, pleasant, tree-lined walk to the concert area.
Mark, we haven't mentioned hours. What time does the whole thing start, and how long do you expect it to go?
Gates will open at noon, and the music will start at 1 and go till 9 p.m. We've got all the bands slotted in for about an hour. Some of the other larger bands, the name acts like Kashmir, which is the Led Zeppelin tribute band, they are probably the number one Led Zeppelin band in the tribute band in the country. They'll be our, you know, our headliner at the end of the day, and they'll be coming out around 7:30, 8 o'clock.
And
we should wrap up around 9.
People can come and go at will, of course.
Yes. So people can come and decide how they want to experience Fortify. They want to come in the early morning or the early afternoon to enjoy the local bands playing that music and take a hike, or, you know, in through the fair or the Fort property, or come later in the day to hear, you know, the jam bands with Steal Your Peach, which is the Allman Brothers Grateful Dead group, and Montana Wild Axe, which is a long-standing Delaware favorite, and then hear the Led Zeppelin groups, and then have a great evening.
All right, so the first ever Fortify Music Fest coming to Fort DuPont September 29th. Anything that we left out that people need to be aware of about this music festival?
No, they can find out all the information online at fortify.fest, and it's meant to be a family-friendly, fun day. So you can make a whole day of it, you know, bring, you know, a tent, chairs, literally set up camp at the fort, and enjoy the music, the sights and sounds, and maybe have a good, delicious craft beer or two.